This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your existence, the basic elements of conversation here on the DJV program, presented by Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, comments by Kara Schillen, and then there's me, the Dougster, on duty with Jennifer being introduced to bring us up to date on something that is earth-shattering, Jennifer, right?
I would say maybe so for some people. This will definitely be earth-shattering. But, you know, over the last, I don't know, maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 days, we've heard some good news coming out of the administration about jobless numbers being down, yeah. Right? More people are working.
Dow Jones just up 200 points.
That's right. Stock market hitting all-time highs. Well, maybe the economy just isn't quite good enough for Disney. Before you start to cry, before you start to tear up, Disney made an announcement that they are going to scale back productions of their Star Wars movies. They say it was too much too fast, and that's because of the disappointing box office numbers from Solo, a Star Wars story, which I thought was actually quite good.
Good movie.
Great movie.
It was a great movie.
How much did it make? Like hundreds of millions.
$130 million.
Right. It's no slouch. This is not
that's just in America. Yeah.
Right.
I think Disney's getting too greedy. I think that's the real problem.
Yeah, they're trying to do these cash grabs, and they think they're going to be a certain level every single time. But Bob Iger, who's the CEO of Disney, confirmed that its production and release of Star Wars movies will be scaled back. He admitted that he had made a mistake and that there had been too much too fast. He told this to The Hollywood Reporter, and he said it put him on the top of the list of the most powerful people in the entertainment industry, but it wasn't necessarily the best thing to do for the company. They've received considerable criticism after the disappointing box office of Solo.
Considerable criticism from whom?
From, I guess, the media, from stockholders, those types of people.
Yeah. I think stockholders probably.
Stock of Disney has never been as high as it is now. Disney stock is, I happen to have a few shares that I still like. I get paid, and so I told you that, Jennifer, I was on KBC. I got paid, I didn't want to get paid in
that
money, I got paid in stock. And I still have some of it, and it's I think the few shares that I still have are worth more than all the shares I had when I signed on in 1993. So, anyway, go ahead. Excuse me.
It's pretty good stuff. No, the next movies are supposed to be coming out about Obi-Wan Kenobi, and those are in development. There's also another that I don't think has been named yet, but there's two in the pipe for sure, and Disney's saying we're going to just take our time, we're going to slow down, so the next one will be due out in December of 2019.
Oh, my God.
That's the one, I think, with Billy Dee Williams. He's back as Lando, right?
That's right. And that's J.J. Abrams is doing that one.
Fan favorite,
Be a good one. Okay. Elsewhere around the country today, Hurricane Florence, still something on the minds of most of us who have considered what life must be like for those people who have lived through all that rain, all that destruction, the damage. Well, here in the stats, amount of rainfall, that sort of thing, the flooding has become a serious problem for hog farmers. Rivers across the state cresting over the weekend. The flooding brings concerns of pollution. There are pesticides, herbicides, things that are in the pipe. Well, actually, even antibiotics and things that get thrown, people throw them into the trash and they throw them into the down the toilet, that kind of stuff. There are all kinds of things that people throw down the toilet. So anyway, there's these areas, North Carolina especially, both Carolinas, but North Carolina especially, big in hog farming. Excuse me, say it again, Doug. Big in hog farming. What did I say? Hog farming? Anyway, North Carolina is the second largest pork producer in our country. Many hog farms located in the region where all the flooding took place. And because of that, it's not just the manure. It's the stuff that's, you know, we've talked about some of the things people have seen, like from the old cemeteries where there were no, you know, the old cemeteries, they just dug a hole in the ground and threw somebody in a box in the ground. That was the end of that. So those caskets or what's left of them in places that are compromised, they go floating down the street, down the river, whatever. And you can imagine with the sewer systems being what they are, most fairly large municipalities, even medium-sized municipalities, have a wastewater treatment facility now required by the government. If you have a certain number, I think it's 40,000, you got a population of 40,000 or more, you got to build a wastewater treatment system. And so all the stuff that gets flushed down the toilet goes into that system. And there are new, we've had on the farm, they make pellets out of human waste, and they're actually pretty fertile. But then there's a lot of other stuff that gets into that that isn't very good. And if the process, the wastewater treatment plant, hadn't finished doing what it's supposed to do with some of this stuff, and the rains came along and flooded out the wastewater treatment system, ooh, what kind of mess have you got? And so imagine it getting into the hog farms, and your hogs eat everything. Hogs, excuse me. Are the most destructive animals. They really are. You can put a hog, let's say you put a couple dozen hogs into an acre lot. You'll come back in 2 weeks, you look like Nagasaki. They root out everything. They destroy the land. The holes are everywhere. That's just the way that's how they forage. And so if anything's in the land, they're going to get it. So I'm not, look, I don't... Jennifer will tell you, yes, okay, Jennifer. Yeah, every once in a while, I have a sausage sandwich. Yes, I do.
Yes, I've seen it. Yes, I've witnessed it.
Yes, you have.
And some bacon. Haven't I witnessed that, too?
Right. Yep, bacon, too. Yep. But I would...
Pork products in general.
Stay away from that stuff for a while if you don't know what the origin of the pig is. Maybe they'll... No, it's not just pigs. It would be chickens, anything that's outside in the weather or outside exposed to things that come from the weather. They're going to be dangerous. It's going to be yucca bunga. All right, so have I handled that well, Victoria, or not?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have credibility now?
Sure.
Just as much as you've always had.
Right? Thank you.
I don't like hearing you eat sausage, but, you know, okay.
Yeah, once in a while I do it. 14 half the hour here on the DJV program.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, hang on a sec.
You've been riding this thing all day, and my son would like a turn.
He seems a bit young for this twin-cylinder hog, doesn't he?
It's a coin-operated kitty bike.
No, ma'am. It's a coin-operated freedom machine.
No, it's a kitty bike.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protected with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Now at Staples, get bold color copies that will have people talking and get 20% back in rewards. Get your business's message across loud and clear and get 20% back in rewards. Print leave behinds that will make you top of mind and get 20% back in rewards. Now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on your color printing. From banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
All of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis, I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dennis Black. Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 877-55-TEXAS.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Credit products are issued by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Offer lasts for 90 days from air date. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Gift card offer valid only for new customers applying for a personal loan. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Medical bills, credit card bills, auto loan bills. Oh, no.
Are you stressed trying to get your bills paid each month? Wouldn't it be a huge relief to make just one simple payment? Get that relief today with a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Avant is an online lending platform that has rescued hundreds of thousands of Americans struggling with the stress of high interest debt. That could save you money, simplify your life, and erase all that stress. The application is quick, and you could have the money you need as soon as the next business day if approved by 4:30 Central Time Monday through Friday. And now get a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2828 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 2828.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here we are at 17 after the hour. The good news from the DJV program is that the median household income for households in our country is at a record high. Included in that list, if we were talking about the economy earlier on, the stock market this week, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you have an Hispanic surname, you're doing very well. The average Hispanic who reports income is making $50,486 a year. The Census Bureau says, quote, we can confirm the real median household income was higher than any prior year for which we have data. The $50,486 Hispanic median income comes as the Census Bureau reports the increase from the year before to be 3.7%. So why is that important? I would ask that question. Why do the folks, they don't do that for Polish people who are in America. They don't have a breakout for Polish people and what they make.
They do, and they just didn't talk about it.
Really?
Yeah, I think the hot button issue is just because we talk about immigration or we talk about people here earning money, sending money back, and typically that conversation is had with people from Mexico or maybe even South America at this point, using Mexico kind of as a thoroughfare into the country. So I think it's interesting to see the breakdown. I'm more interested in making sure that everybody, regardless of whether they're a Mexican citizen or a Polish citizen or American citizen, is paying taxes on what they earn.
Yep. Yep. And fair taxes for everyone.
Like I have to, like you have to, like we all have to.
Right. I'm doing my taxes right now, frankly.
Wait.
And not happy.
You're supposed to do those in April. That's part of the problem. Right?
No, you have to have the money in by April.
Ah.
And then you figure out whether you paid enough, but you have until October 15th to get the forms in. And I seem to get way late every year in this department. So I was looking at last night, actually, I took a break from doing my taxes to watch another episode of Jack Ryan, which is an Amazon production. And it is about as good as anything I've seen for a long time, frankly. I like John Krasinski, a fellow named Wendell Pierce, who is a very good character actor. It's a good show, well brought out. And it made me, as I looked at some of the stats this morning, because, you know, we all get, as we're looking at things to talk about, I look at lots of statistics. So I found something that I thought would be intriguing for everybody. Did you know the Department of Justice has convicted 580 people for terrorism since September 11th? I had no idea. Do we ever hear of these trials much? 580, is that number astound you, or do you not, does it not make a difference to any of you? Do you think that's a large number? Are you surprised?
I think it's a big number, but I think a lot of things are considered terrorism that we never even hear about.
Yeah, what would be an example of that?
I mean, you could have somebody who's, because we think automatically our brain thinks of 9/11. We think of extreme Islamic terror. There are plenty of people here in this country who also engage in terrorist activities for their political objective.
Yeah. All right, 21 after here on the DJV show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're just starting your day. Started with music here on the DJV program because it's such an important part of our lives. Always lots of things going on with some of your favorite musicians, and we make this as broad as we can in terms of musical appeal. This is a performer who appeals to me, Gladys Knight, who along with Babyface and David Foster are going to perform at the Carousel of Hope Ball, the 2018 Carousel of Hope Ball, October 6th at the Beverly Hilton. The event happens every other year, I think, right? Benefiting the Barbara Davis Center for Diabetes. Programs run by the Children's Diabetes Foundation. They've raised $110 million in the last 30 years. That's not nothing to shake your nose at. This year's recipient of the Brass Ring Award, Robert De Niro. Jay Leno is going to be the master of ceremonies. It's a pretty big deal. It's a great lineup. Quincy Jones, Clive Davis. The music chairman, Sharon Stone, is the auctioneer for the live auction. People who have performed in this before, Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Beyonce, Elton John, Sting, the Bee Gees, Ricky Martin, Smokey Robinson, Andre Bocelli, Celine Dion, Whitney Houston, Stevie Wonder, Paul McCartney, among others. And the brass ring honorees have included Maria Shriver, Sidney Poitier, Frank Sinatra, Clive Davis, Denzel Washington, Hillary Clinton, Whitney Houston, George Clooney, Lucille Ball, Merv Griffin, Jane Fonda. I think that's pretty interesting. By the way, did you see the information about Jane Fonda opening up about her mother's suicide? This is not music, but that was interesting.
Yeah, she also said she really regrets being with the title Hanoi Jane. She said that's one of the greatest regrets of her life.
Yeah. Well, it was bad judgment on her part, but, you know, okay, so you make bad judgments. I mean, it didn't ruin her career. It didn't do a lot of good with certain members of the society, but there's a new HBO documentary. A lot of these famous Americans are doing them. Jane Fonda in five acts, which I think somebody got to take in if you're interested in Jane Fonda. All right, so there was a focus on Gladys Knight that went to Jane Fonda. Now let's talk about Avril Lavigne, shall we? He's making a comeback with a new single called Head Above Water, pretty emotional. She has released this full version of the single after teasing her fans with snippets over the last couple of weeks. It's her first track in 5 years. Why was that? What happened to her and her popularity? She seemed to get off the rails.
Well, she had kids, didn't she?
I didn't think she had any kids. She was married to somebody else.
Oh, that's what it was. Her marriage fell apart.
Yeah.
So she writes to her fans about her struggles and her creative process, writing, quote, "One night I thought I was dying and I had accepted that I was going to die. My mom laid with me in bed and held me. I felt like I was drowning. Under my breath, I prayed, God, please help me keep my head above the water. And in that moment, the songwriting of this album began. It was like I tapped into something, a very spiritual experience. Lyrics flooded through me from that point on." I can see that happening. It happens to people. I get inspired in different ways, different times. So, coinciding with the release of this song, Head Above Water, she's also bringing the message through the Avril Lavigne Foundation, as focused on bringing awareness to the severity of Lyme disease. Foundation launching a charitable T-shirt campaign that will raise funds to directly assist those who are affected by Lyme disease who wouldn't otherwise be able to afford treatment. It's, take it from me, it's expensive. I've had it. Once you have it, you don't get rid of it. So good for her. Avril Lavigne, back in the spotlight. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy. And, you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
We're capturing more content than ever before, whether it's on smartphones, drones, action cameras, or tablets. And so we need an easy and reliable way to capture, preserve, access, and share it all. With a complete portfolio of mobile storage solutions to back up all of your precious memories, SanDisk offers removable storage cards, high-performance USB flash drives, and portable SSDs, or solid-state drives, for your photos, 4K video, music, and personal files. There's even SanDisk iXpand products that snap into your iPhone or iPad to quickly back up your irreplaceable memories. Head over to SanDisk.com to learn more about how their solutions help you keep up with the demands of today's mobile-centric lifestyle. That's SanDisk.com. SanDisk.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
On this episode of The World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. Like I always say, it's the inside that counts. Aww. Like what's inside my new KFC 10-piece chicken feast. It's 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, and 4 biscuits for $19.99. Get more meal for the family for under $20. That's what really matters. It's pretty incredible what chicken can teach you about life. Anyways, KFC is feeling good at participating KFC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. There is a new claim in The New Yorker, a second woman, 53-year-old Deborah Ramirez, alleging sexual misconduct against Brett Kavanaugh. President Trump's Supreme Court nominee releasing a statement saying, "This alleged event from 35 years ago did not happen. The people who knew me then know that this did not happen and have said so. This is a smear, plain and simple." Now the White House also issuing a statement saying, "This 35-year-old uncorroborated claim is the latest in a coordinated smear campaign by the Democrats designed to tear down a good man."
And honestly, the best character, unless she can prove otherwise, and we're going to give her her chance to do that.
Earlier in an interview with WTAM Radio in Cleveland, President Trump commenting on the first accuser, Christine Ford, who's scheduled to tell her story Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Capitol Hill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
More and more and more. You've had a vacation from us for a few moments. Now it's time for us to get back to our thing here on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schill. Victoria has the trending story at the moment.
Well, I have a happy cow story. How's that?
Oh, good.
We need that.
Happy cow. Yeah, this is a really, really sweet story. So, there, of course, all the flooding in North Carolina has wreaked havoc on hog farming, which we've talked about, and there are beef cattle that have been stranded, horses, all kinds of animals. And so, the founder of Skylands Animal Sanctuary, which is actually here in New Jersey, his name is Mike Stura. He was, when Hurricane Harvey hit Texas last year, he got the idea to drive to Houston with some of the equipment that he has. He's got tractors and trucks and all kinds of extensive rescue equipment. And so he has experience with large animals and mechanical expertise. So he rescued some cows and some horses from Hurricane Harvey. This year was no exception. He went down to North Carolina with all of his equipment, and a woman called him and said that there was a group of about 20 beef cows that had been caught in the floodwaters of a nearby farm where she lived. And so she got in a boat and pointed out where these cows were. Now, 10 of them were actually huddled together on the front porch of a farm building, but she said that there were other cows that were in the barn that were stuck, and that they were submerged in water, and that they were trying to swim. So,
cows float.
Mike got into his little boat and got into the barn, and there was one cow in particular who was literally bobbing up and down for air. She was going up and then hitting the bottom, bouncing back up in a lot of distress. And so she wasn't, because she's a beef cow, apparently, she wasn't accustomed to being around humans and human handling. So she saw the boat. She was afraid. She kept swimming away. They were able to harness her and actually pull her. They towed her out of the building and got her onto dry land. At that point, the poor thing was so exhausted she couldn't even stand anymore. She just kind of fell over. And so now the owner of this farm had said that any of the cows that this guy rescues, he's allowed to take with him back to New Jersey to the animal sanctuary. This little cow is named Red, and so he named her after his mother's nickname, and she is now happily living in New Jersey on the sanctuary. And he got her vetted. She's fully okay to go. She's very tiny. She's the smallest of all of his rescue cows, but the pictures of her are absolutely adorable. She made it onto his trailer, and they took a long ride home. While he was loading Red onto the trailer, he also noticed there were three little puppies that had been abandoned by the side of the road. He rescued them. They're doing well, too. So there's a lot of great animal rescue stories that are coming out from this. And so now he has 18 medium-sized rescue cows, and she is the tiniest, and he said he put her right in with the pack, and she is very, very happy. He said her demeanor changed within 1 minute.
I made a deal on my farm this summer with the equine sanctuary that specializes in saving huge draft horses, and they have dozens and dozens and dozens of them on this farm out near where my farming partner in West Brookfield, Massachusetts is. So I said, if you would like, you had an overage, she was worried because she had too many. I said, bring some of them to my farm. So we have some now very large draft horses that are on the farm as well with the cows, and they get along fine. The cows stay in one part of the pasture and the horses in another. They don't seem to mix. Well, they're okay. They don't mess with each other. It's just kind of fun. Actually, when the cows get close to the horses, they get silly and they run around. They almost circle. I was out, it was almost dark last night. I was finishing mowing one of the fields down one of the pastures. I was watching as the cows came across from the lower end of one of the pastures, and they made a beeline for where the horses were, which was sort of on the side of a hill. And I've noticed this before. They circle the horses. They just do a sort of a dance. They circle around the horses and do this kind of silly dance. They run around. The cows this year have been very frisky and lots of fun, and people have commented. They were young heifers when I got them, and they were not used to, as you just said, being around humans. And being around me and being around the farm is something that, you know, when you experience it, they become pets. They become part of the family of the farm. So they all now come up to us. They want to be petted, and they want to have you talk to them and rub under their necks and that sort of thing. And it's almost that friendliness. The horses are a little standoffish because they're not used to being around a lot of people at the sanctuary, and so they have gotten used to us as well. But I can't help but think that they, because they're very observant. Horses are very smart. I used to tease Meredith all the time about, because she was a horse person, all of the macaws were smarter than the horses. The horses are pretty darn smart. And they learn from watching. They're very observational. So at one point in time, I wanted to have an equine, bovine, canine sanctuary on the farm. And I'm more prone to having, as this gentleman was doing, a facility for cows, because I've been around cows all my life, and I just love the presence of the cows. And so it really is heartwarming to hear that. What I was thinking before you told me the story, I was thinking of another circumstance in which that sort of thing happened. Victoria, the cows were saved only to be sent to the slaughterhouse. And I was hoping that wasn't going to be the end of the story, because that's what they're destined for. That's why they're beef cattle. They're going to be sent to the slaughterhouse.
Well, you know, there's a lot of rescue stories. New Jersey's got a lot of farmland, which people forget.
Yes, fabulous farm country. South Jersey is
New Jersey is actually pretty. I've driven through it, and I think Jersey
everybody thinks it's. They think of New Jersey, they think of Newark, which is a pigsty, and well, you go down a little bit. It's the shore
they
is beautiful.
Think of the stretch of the opening sequence to The Sopranos, which is that horrible stretch of the turnpike.
Yeah. Right.
And that's what everybody always thinks of with New Jersey.
Right.
But you know, Jon Stewart has about 20 minutes from where I live.
Right.
Now.
He's got a farm.
He has a big sanctuary. Animal sanctuary.
Yep.
And there was a cow that escaped the slaughterhouse in Brooklyn a couple years ago, and he went in and he rescued that cow. So that cow's now living
you
with
know,
him. There were some goats found along the side of that escaped from a goat meat farm, and he rescued them. So,
you know, it's
New Jersey's kind of the place to rescue animals now.
Brings to the surface, Victoria, something that most people don't know as you think about eating a hamburger or sausage. We were talking about that before, or anything. The cows, though, especially, I know, because I've been around cows all my life, I kind of know, I get the vibe from them. They know what their fate is. When they go into that chute, as they go into the auction house and into the slaughterhouse, they know what's going on. And some of them are able to escape. That happens. You see those stories all the time. We hear them around here. There are two or three slaughterhouses in Massachusetts, and I hear those stories all the time. And local people will grab the cows and want to save them, and it's kind of a nice story. Frankly, as opposed to this, did I talk to you about Aaron Brockovich coming back into the surface, into the spotlight? Did I tell
that
story?
All over, well, she's been back in New Jersey now that I'm
right.
You know, learning more about what's going on in New Jersey, in my new state. But she's the water here is so bad. It is just, I don't even understand how people can drink the water in New Jersey. It is so bad.
What she has found, interestingly enough, Victoria, is how much from Monsanto's pesticide routine, the Roundup and the other things, has made it into the water supply, how much of it is on playgrounds, how much of it is on public land.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you who, again, are from the agricultural sector have connection to it. You know about the controversies revolving around the new farm bill. But one of them is a provision that will ban I never pronounce this right.
Glyphosate.
In communities, there's a provision in the bill to take it out, to take the ban out and make it legal again for children to be exposed to Roundup in parks, using Roundup on parks and playgrounds and that sort of thing, which is
I find that to be a complete outrage. I'm not even a parent,
too.
And I find that to just be abhorrent. I don't understand how we can allow this. Local communities have no control over it anymore. So this that's what's part of this bill is that that little provision when they take it out, local communities don't have a say in banning it anymore.
Yeah.
So
they
can't even control their own local parks.
Of the government, the federal government getting so inveigled into stuff and so forceful there is all this focus on home rule. We've got to have home rule. The local community is top and then the state and after that the federal government. Federal government comes in and says, okay, the way they get away with it is you get no more money from us if you don't do what we tell you to do. You can do what you want. They'll tell the local communities, you do exactly what you want. But if you do, you're not going to get any money from us. That's how they do it. So meanwhile, Aaron Brockovich has looked at the science linking the pesticide exposure that children get to pediatric cancer and asthma, all kinds of behavioral problems that youngsters have. This is big ag at its worst. And yeah, the Congress is full of people who take money from big ag. And that's why the farm bill is loaded with $600 billion for these bastards who don't deserve a penny. They don't need it. They're making so much money. Why would you want to take your tax dollars and give it to these guys as payment for doing nothing and not having need for it? Where the family farmers are dying on the vine, and this is now something that is getting more and more attention, thank heavens. But it's part of the reason it's getting attention is because the lopsidedness of this farm bill and how much money goes to the big ag concerns that don't need it. For God's sake, to give money to the Chinese. This drives me nuts. The Chinese taken over the pork producers in this country. You know that, right? They own what's the biggest pork producer? Begins with an S. Something. Smithfield, I think it is. Or something like that. They bought them. So the Chinese government, the Chinese Everything belongs to the government in China. So they're one of their big ag concerns, and China buys out Smithfield. Why the government here let them do that is way beyond anybody's understanding of what's real. And so they're entitled, under this, the way the Farm Bill is written now, to get farm aid, to get subsidies from the federal government. So you and our tax dollar are subsidizing pork producers that are intertwined with Smithfield. It's a Chinese-owned organization. So the money, our tax dollar, this is how stupid we are. Our tax dollars are being funneled through the Chinese government, through the Farm Bill. That's how stupid we are in this country to let this kind of stuff go on. 47 past the hour on the DJV program.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s, fat that's good for you.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, hang on a sec.
You've been riding this thing all day, and my son would like a turn.
He seems a bit young for this twin-cylinder hog, doesn't he?
It's a coin-operated kiddie bike.
No, ma'am. It's a coin-operated freedom machine.
No, it's a kiddie bike.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
Who
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Time for us to get into our car and drive. Our weekly visit with a man who is known around the country as the auto expert. Our auto expert is his website, ourautoexpert.com. Nick Miles is here, and we're going to get ourselves wrapped around a couple of things that are of interest in import when it comes to cars. There's nobody around that knows more. And so the list of most stolen vehicles in America will be where we start in a matter of moments. When you're ready to buy your brand new car, you've gone online, do your research, head to the dealership, and you're ready to negotiate for the perfect deal, right? Make sure you get a great deal on your next vehicle. Timing is a bigger factor than shoppers may realize. So we'll get into that information right now. The story on when to buy your next car.
In the market for a new car? Well, most of us know buying at the right time can be everything. So the big rule is that at the end of something is always best. End of the day? Good. End of the month? Even better. Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader, has more.
To maximize your chances of getting a great deal on your next car, carefully consider the time of year, month, and even the day that you plan to buy, as these things can make a great impact. If you time your car buying right, you can save hundreds or even thousands of dollars.
When shopping for a good deal, as long as there is something to sell, then inventory, demand, seasonality, quotas, bonus, and incentives will continue to play a role in price.
Many 2019 models are already out, and dealerships want to make room for the latest additions. Shoppers can score significant savings on vehicles that are being replaced by new models. So, if you don't need the latest look, then there are some really good deals out there.
To learn more on how to shop smarter for your next vehicle purchase, visit autotrader.com.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
All right, let's get to the car facts, if you will, courtesy of Nick Miles. The most stolen vehicles in America. This list is a good list to consult when you want to figure out what to buy, because if these cars are on the top of the list, why would you want to buy them? Am I right or not?
Well, I don't think that deciding whether your car is going to be stolen or not is a good reason to live with it on a daily basis. But I understand your logic, Doug.
Thank you. You're one of the few people who will admit to that. Please, go ahead. Let's go through this list of the most stolen vehicles in our country.
Yeah, so number one on the list is the Honda Civic. No surprise, really, there. In 2017, 45,062 of these were stolen. Super popular car, probably the most popular car in its class. So it's not surprising that because there's so many of them out there in the United States of America, the likelihood of them being stolen is very high.
All right. Why are they popular? Why do people buy these cars? What's good?
Great value for money, great gas mileage, and it's a Honda. So, you know, Honda, Toyota, Nissan have that reputation of never breaking down, and that's why Americans like to buy them. Honda actually get the second place on the list as well, so maybe your theory of what brand to buy, how stolen it is.
I'm looking down the list to see what's at the bottom of the list. That's the car I'm buying. Anyway, go ahead.
They make number two with the Accord. The first pickup on the list is the number one selling vehicle in the United States as well. It is the Ford, the full-size Ford pickup, the F-150.
Nobody wants to steal mine. All my pickup trucks, I have five of them, and they're all at least 14, 15 years old.
Right, so there you go. I mean, there's a good reason for the fact that there's so many of them in America that they get stolen. And really go down the list, it starts to be the most popular car. There is a kind of an anomaly in this list when you look at it, and that is they have listed here, I think it's about number nine, is the Dodge pickup. Well, you know, Dodge haven't made pickups for 5 years. So it starts to tell me that when you get down this list of what the NICB, which is the National Insurance Crime Bureau, says is stolen, means that these aren't all new cars, by the way. So there again, the Dodge pickup, which they haven't made for 5 years, makes that list. They steal about 12,000 of those every year.
So what's the Ram? Really, is it the Ram 1500? What's the difference between that and the Dodge pickup truck?
Well, so the Dodge, that's basically what they changed the name to 5 years ago. So Dodge separated out into cars and trucks, and Ram became. So if it was Ram on the list, then we know it was a much newer vehicle as well.
Right.
Pickups seem to be super popular, as do sedans. If you look down this list, what don't you see on the list? You don't see SUVs.
Yeah, I don't see any Land Rovers on this list. Maybe I'm still safe. All right, there he is, our auto expert, Nick Miles at ourautoexpert.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.